older,
我開車要找的,
and when I look for direction,
我不是找那些最快的路,
I don't search for the fastest routes anymore.
我去找那些最安全的路,
I look for the safest routes.
因為每一個十字路口都充滿了很多危險,
because every intersection there's a lot of danger.
我睇下邊度有 stop sign，邊度有紅綠燈啊，咁就行嗰條路啦。I
want to see where there's places where there's stop signs and red lights.
佢話唔係嘛。
It says no, you can't be like that now.
你咁都驚？
You're afraid of this?
當我後生嗰時候，我都係咁話人哋嘅。
And when I was young, I used to say this about other people.
但人喺唔同嘅階段嘅裏面。So
in different stages of life.
佢嘅體力同埋佢反應嘅能力。
Their abilities and their responses,
或者佢情緒嘅應變能力 adaptability,
and their adaptability to situations,
都開始唔同咗噶啦。
It's affected when you get older.
而家啲事情一多咗啦，我就覺得好唞唔過氣，好overwhelmed.
Now when there's a lot of things that are affecting me, I become overwhelmed.
我又覺得好煩，好焦慮。
I become very frustrated.
點解？但點解我後生嗰時我唔會咁嘅咧？
How come I wasn't like this when I was young?
係咪嗰時我比較 強壯啲啊？
Was it because when I was younger I was stronger?
或者我嗰時醒目啲啊？
Maybe I was smarter?
或者可以我哋努力啲，我就好似捱過嚟咧？
Maybe if we try harder we can work through it?
唔係㗎。
No, that's not the case.
聖經講俾我哋聽。
The Bible says,
我哋應該感恩。
We should be thankful.
就算是我們年輕的時候,
and when we are young,
我們都是靠著神的恩典去走過來,
we are relying on God's grace to carry through.
都是神的護理的手在看顧,
it's God's providence that carries us through,
在那裡保守和引導我們走過,
that watches over us and carries and works with us.
我們每一個階段都會有不同的危險,
in every phase of our lives, we have different dangers.
但我們都有同樣的功課我們要學。
But there is always a lesson that God wants to teach us.
林慈信牧師曾經講過,
Pastor Sam Ling once said this.
我有很多我們以前學不會的功課。
A lot of homework that we didn't learn in the past.
我們以後大個一點，以後我們都會繼續要學這個功課。
And that even as we grow up and grow older, we will continue to learn that lesson.
直到我們學到為止。
Until we have truly learned the lesson.
雅各都是這樣的繼續。
And Jacob here is continuing to learn the lesson that God wants to teach him.
就是在他20年之後,
and even 20 years previously,
在不同的處境裡面,
in many different circumstances,
但都是學緊一個同樣的功課。
He was learning the same lesson.
就是怎樣去處理他自我和他的驕傲。
How to put aside his self-centeredness and pride.
就是要怎樣學習去單單去倚靠神。
To learn to trust in God alone.
當我們看雅各的生命的時候,
and as we look at Jacob's life,
他年輕的時候的確他有很多計仔的。
And when he was young, he was actually very wily.
很多計仔,他頭腦轉得很快的。
He was a very quick thinker, a lot of things that goes through his mind.
他的事情他想怎樣做,他就立刻去做。
And whatever he wanted to do, he would quickly do it.
他為了要得到他要得那些事情的時候,
and to get what he wanted,
他就會不擇手段的去做。
And he would do anything to get what he wanted.
他不會說他害怕或者手軟。
He wouldn't be afraid or he wouldn't have weakened the knees.
他夠膽去假扮他的大哥。
He had courage to deceive his brother.
假扮他的大哥,扮他。
Pretend to be his brother.
去騙他的父親。
And to lie to his father.
去得到他的祝福。
So that he can take his this brother's blessing.
啊，佢都有嗰個膽量咧，就行500里嘅路去佢舅父屋企。
And he has the courage to walk 500 miles to his uncle's house.
啊，佢都為咗佢愛情嚇，而甘心佢賣命。
And out of and for love, he's willing to sell himself.
啊，佢嗨都冇嗨一聲。
And he never sighed.
啊，但係就喺雅各佢要啊。他要學功課的時候,
so, but when Jacob needed to learn God's lesson,
啊, 但他要得到他想要得到的東西的時候,
and when he wanted to get the things that he wanted,
啊, 在同一個時候,
at the same time,
他留下了很多的傷痕, 很多的怨恨,
he's caused a lot of pain and suffering.
啊, 當他這樣要用自己的手段去拿他要拿的東西的時候,
when he does things in his own way to grab what he wants,
啊, 帶來了很多破碎的關係,
he destroys a lot of relationships.
啊, 同樣我們在我們的人生的路上,
and even in, within our lives,
我們真的這樣犯過很多這樣的錯誤,
in many ways, we've done the same thing.
啊, 帶來我們身邊旁邊的人很多的傷害,
we brought pain to the people around us.
啊, 就在我們自己家裡弟兄姊妹之間,
perhaps to our own family with our brothers and sisters.
啊, 在我們婚姻,
maybe in our marriage relationships.
啊, 或者在我們怎樣養育兒女上面,
and in the way that we raise our children.
啊, 在教會上面,
and even within the midst of relationships in the church.
甚至在工作的地方,
and even at work.
很多心病,
there's lots of people that are injured,
啊, 很多的傷害, 傷痕,
a lot of scarring.
但在這個墮落的世界裡面,
and in this fallen world,
啊, 我們很多人都為了要保護我們自己,
we live by protecting ourselves.
啊, 為了我們要保護我們的面子,
we protect our image.
啊, 我們很少人肯主動地去跟人和好,
Very few people would be willing to reconcile with people.
啊, 我們當做託的時候, 哎, 我們當沒事發生算了,
or we do something wrong, we just pretend nothing happened.
啊, 我不要再揭開那個疤痕了,
don't open wounds.
啊, 不要再打開那盒, 那個透銅的盒,
don't open that can of worms.
啊, 我不想再受到傷害了,
I don't want to be injured again.
啊, 等時間去沖淡它吧,
let time heal it.
弟兄姊妹可以嗎?
Brothers and sisters, does that happen?
啊, 很難的,
it's very hard.
你知道這個是很難的,
it's very hard. It's 我一想起那個人,
我就生氣了,
you know, once I think about that person who's injured me, I get angry.
啊, 我盡量要避開他,
I stay away from them however I can.
啊, 當他在左邊, 我就走去右邊,
when he walks from the left, I will go to the right.
又或者我有這樣的情況,
maybe opposite of this.
啊, 當我想起我這件有傷痛的過去的往事的時候,
and when I think about the time that I've been hurt,
我覺得我這樣傷害過這麼多人的時候,
I've been hurt by so many people.
啊, 我的良心又很有虧欠,
there's a lot of
guilt
within my own heart.
啊, 有一段沒有被原諒的關係,
that we don't have a forgiving relationship.
或者沒有一個原諒人的這個關係,
we're not forgiving of other people.
啊, 拿走了我們很多信徒的平安和喜樂,
that has taken away a lot of believers' joy and peace.
啊, 拿走了我們那個侍奉的力量,
it's taken away our ability and our strength to serve.
這裡雅各因為要逃避以掃的追殺,
because Jacob is trying to avoid Esau's persecution. He's chasing him, killing him.
啊, 他就要離開他父親的家,
he's leaving his father's home.
啊, 就在他離開的時候,
and as he goes away,
就在28章, 我們看過了, 看神在伯特利, 就向他顯現,
and in chapter 28, God comes to Jacob.
啊, 在Bethel那裡,
in Bethel.
藉著天使去應許他,
the angel comes to him. And through the angel, God promised to be with Jacob. That he will bring Jacob back to his father's land. In those 20 years, he lived in Laban's house, his father-in-law. And through many trials, God molded Jacob to shape him and change him. To change his character and his spiritual life. While he was there, all the material things that he was searching for, all the riches and power that he was seeking, it comes from God, the one that he could not see. God is the one that gives him all things, that protects him and leads him. And he went through so many things. And he learned that the God that he could not see, it's not man himself, but it's the God that he could not see. God is the Almighty, really, true Almighty God. And God is the only one that we can depend on. And today, as we come to chapter 32, now as he has to go back to his father's home, the angel in Mahanim comes and reveals himself to him again. And he's telling him, that as he wants to have a new beginning for himself, that he has to follow the will of God to do what is right before the Lord. That he must glorify God in what he does. That he must go and restore his relationships that he's broken. And in the latter half of chapter 32, that Jacob's greatest homework, the lesson that he has to learn is to restore the relationship between himself and God. And this is my next sermon that I will preach. To do what is right before the Lord. You know, there's a lot of cost in doing that. And Jacob knows that there's guilt and he's injured his brother Esau. He knows that he has truly offended him. And now that Esau knows where he is, he will come and seek revenge. But going to restore a relationship is something that he knows that God wants him to do. He knows that if he follows the will of God, God will, like in the past, God will be with him to protect him and lead him. And as Jacob goes home, he must go south.
Go west.
Sorry, west.
Go west.
So as he goes west, he comes to this place. He stops there.
He sends his helper
south to go meet his brother. And the servants come back and say, Esau has 400 people coming to meet you. 400 people is a lot of people. It's enough people to fight a war. And verse 7, it says that Jacob became fearful and worried. He was very worried and afraid. So many people are coming towards him. He's afraid. I don't know if we have these experiences in our own lives. That doing the right thing causes so much problems. If we knew that was the case, perhaps we shouldn't have bothered. Being a good person, doing what's right, isn't really,
good choice.
But during this time, Jacob did not give up.
He did not give up doing what he was supposed to do.
He didn't turn around and run. He didn't complain to God. He didn't do that.
Verse 7 through 8,
he divides his household into two. So that even if they were to be attacked, not all of them will be destroyed. This is the shrewdness of Jacob. And when we come to verses 9 to 12, Jacob comes and prays before God. He did not give up, but he comes to lay his burden before God. This is Jacob's first prayer recorded. And in Genesis, one of the longest prayers. And as we see and look at this prayer, we see how he understands who God is. We see the change within his spirit. In verse 9, he says, he calls God Jehovah. This word God is commonly used as Elohim. And the Bible uses Elohim a lot of times to refer to God. It points to God being the universal God to everyone. That God is to all people. That we are all made in God's image. No matter what country, no matter what race, everybody's soul knows that there is a God. That this God is almighty and all wise. And he is somebody who we all should worship. But because of our sin, starting from Adam,
God
We, man did not worship God. Man wanted to be his own God. And we only use God to achieve the things that we want. When we go to nature and we see, wow, we see God's great creation. People are amazed. Because this beautiful scenery brings peace into their own heart. And man creates images and idols from wood. And we think that value comes from our riches and our possessions. That when I achieve all this wealth, that I have value. Do you see that? That man worships the created things instead of worshiping God. So when we see this common grace, they cannot see God. They only see themselves. That how everything benefits them. So common grace cannot save an individual. And God has chosen Jacob. Abraham. And through Abraham, he creates a covenant. And that he's promised him the land of Canaan. And that he will have many descendants. As many as the stars in the sky or the sands in the seashore. That he will bless all nations. And that one of his descendants, the Messiah, will come. He will save man from their bondage to sin. This Messiah will crush the head of Satan. This Jehovah will come. The one that is Jehovah is the one that comes to make covenant with man. And this covenant is a blessing. And this covenant comes from Abraham and it transfers all the way to Jacob. And as we look at the Old Testament, it talks about the covenant. And the Old Testament talks about this saving covenant of God. And it goes all the way to the New Testament. And it talks about the coming of Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, we see Satan is always there to try to destroy God's plan. And he causes suffering to God's people. He does all he can to quiet the Messiah and to destroy him. So if the Israel people can destroy the Messiah, then Israel will be destroyed themselves. They think that if Jesus is crucified, then God's plan of salvation is destroyed. But this Jehovah, the one who brings the covenant,
啊, 因着他的慈爱和信实 faithfulness,
that out of his love and his faithfulness,
在旧约你看到他保存的他的选民。
In Old Testament, we see that he protects his people.
啊，就算他去到被掳，去到很远的地方，都将他带回来。
No matter where they go, God will bring them back.
啊，也都在这里看到神怎样保存雅各的生命。
And we see that how God protects the life of Jacob.
啊，他 preserve 啊，preserve 雅各的生命。
And he preserves his life.
啊，所以当我们今天来读雅各那个祈祷和赞美的时候。
So as we come and read the prayer of Jacob.
或者当我们读在诗篇的大卫他写过那些祈祷的时候
And if we read the prayers of David,
或者我们来读以赛亚或者耶利米耶利米他的祈祷的时候
If we hear the prayers of Isaiah or Jeremiah,
当我们读在读这个旧约的时候
As we read the Old Testament,
我们都可以确信
We can haveAn assurance.
啊，就算系今日，当我哋喺危难当中嘅时候
，that even if we go through suffering now,
啊，我哋都同样好似佢哋咁，可以经历到神嘅同在
，that we will be like them and experience God's presence.
啊，同样可以佢哋咁去经历神嘅保守
，that we will experience God's protection.
啊，因为耶和华就系嗰个立约同埋守约嘅神
，because God is the one that makes covenant and keeps covenant.
所以我每一次当我哋打开圣经嚟读嘅时候
，So every time we open and read the Bible，
可以能够喺当中去得到安慰
，We can have a comfort through the Word。
有诗篇第四十六篇第一节咁样讲
，And in Psalms 46:1 it says，
神是我哋神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
跟住喺第十节，雅各佢咁样话。
And in verse 10, Jacob says,
第十节佢话：你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实或者信实啊，我一点也不配得。
He says, I am not worthy of the least of all the deeds of the steadfast love and the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. This doesn't sound like Jacob, does it? Lord, your steadfast love and faithfulness is something that I do not deserve. Many of us have things that have gone through many difficulties. And because of their difficulties, they have a very hard time in believing in Jesus Christ. Think about everything that they've gone through, the difficulties. They think that because everything they have today, it's all dependent on their own hands. That he had wisdom and his own wise choices. That he tackled his difficulties.
所以他觉得呢他有今日是他应该得到的。
So because of today, because today is something that I have earned.
我 deserve 得到的我应该配得到的。
It's something that I deserve. I should have.
有所谓神的保佑啊。
God is not the one that protects me.
雅各自己都曾经是这样。
Jacob himself was like this previously.
他覺得他有靠他自己聰明去努力啦，佢感到佢好驕傲。
He relied on his own wisdom and became proud.
但係神就讓佢喺佢舅父嘅20年嘅裏面。
But God used his time in his father-in-law's house 20 years.
連雅各咁似乎就 self-confident 嘅人咧，佢都承認。
So that even a self-confident person like Jacob would come and say,
他当日他一支弓，一支杖，
that,
by himself,
that by himself,
and
with one staff,
that
when he left his home, and now he has come to much possessions, two camps. And he acknowledges. All this is because of God's grace and His providence. All that he has is not something that he deserves. That man before this Almighty God, we realize how small and minuscule we are. That Jacob knows that he's not like God. He's not all-knowing and all-powerful. He knows that his own wisdom and strength is finite. There's a lot of things that happen around him. Changes and difficulties. Things that he knows he cannot control. Especially when he faces salvation, the problem of salvation.
Guilt.
The guilt of...
他面对死亡,
he cannot face the understanding of what it means to salvation and dying and where do we go in eternity. Within all these problems, there's nothing that we can do. No matter how much we try, because no matter how good we are, the good that we do will never achieve God's
standards.
And when we don't achieve God's standards, God will not give us His salvation.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that we can do before God to give to him. That would satisfy our guilt and for God to bless us with life. So that we can know that we are guilty and undeserving. Nothing we can do to be proud of before a holy God.
We are
filthy and sinful. Bible says, if not for the grace of God, to allow His Son to come into this world, to bear the punishment that we should have faced, that He was nailed on the cross for our sins. God did not have that obligation. God did not have that obligation to bless us or save us. But in Jesus Christ, He's willing, and through His love and His faithfulness, though unworthy we are, He comes and gives to us freely His Son. And what is this? That our sins may be forgiven. That we can become the children of God. That we have the assurance of salvation. Our lives will face many problems. But we can cling to God's promise. And that we cling to His promises and pray.
就算喺我哋两手空空嘅时候
，that even though we come with empty hands，
就算喺我哋无助无望嘅时候
，that when we felt hopeless and nowhere to go，
我哋都可以紧紧嘅揸住神嘅应许。
We can cling to God's promise。
啊，因为佢系嗰个立约而又守约嘅神。
Because He is the one that creates and keeps covenants。
反正雅各唔单止为佢自己嘅生命祈祷
，Jacob does not just pray for himself。
亦都為咗佢嘅家人同埋佢嘅後代嚟祈禱。
He prays for his family and his descendants。
啊，即係如果佢哋嘅生，如果佢生命有危險嘅時候
，When there's danger in life，
咁神就話佢應該個話佢有好多後代。
And God says that He will have many descendants。
啊，嗰啲後代喺邊度嚟咧？如果個個都死曬
，And where will these descendants be if they all pass if they're all killed？
啊，正如我哋可以喺神面前可以。
So that we can have assurance of God's promise to pray. Because God has promised us things, these things. And Jesus says in Matthew 11:28,
凡勞苦擔重擔的人可以到我舍裡來
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, And I will give you rest. And when we look at this, there's two things this reminds me of. That we are truly unworthy of God's great salvation. When we are undeserving of God's love and faithfulness, we do not neglect the salvation that God has given to us. In Hebrews 2:1-3,
it says,恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we must pay attention, much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away.
啊，我哋所听见过嘅，或者我哋自己读过嘅圣经嘅道理。
So the words that we have heard, or the words of the Bible that we have read.
啊，唔好随住呢个世界嘅潮流，我哋失去咗。
Don't let the society and the wisdom of the world.Take it away. Don't let the desires of our heart pull us away from God. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable,And every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? This neglect is sometimes reflected in the way that we worship. I see that some are taking notes with a pen. That's good.I see also that some are people swiping their phones. And I see that some eyes are shut. But God in Gethsemane reminded us He reminded the disciples to be alert, to pray with Jesus. Do not fall into temptation. The second thing we should not forget, do not neglect to pray. And in the song that we're singing later,We see that some people see that prayer is just a responsibility.
啊, 是一個例行公事或者有些事我要來求我才要來去祈禱。
We see prayer as a chore and we come just to because we want something and we pray.
但我當我們看聖經的時候,
but when we see the Bible,
看信徒在祈禱的時候,
but when the Christians come to pray,
祈禱是神給他們很大的權利。
Prayer is such a privilege that God has given to them.
他可以稱呼神為他們的阿爸父。
They can come to God and cry out, Abba Father.
他可以將他所有的事情帶到他來神的寶座前面祈求。
That as a child, they could bring all their cares and concerns to the throne of God.
但正如那首歌這樣說,
and as that song says,
很多時候我們忽略了去祈禱的時候,
the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, when we fail to pray,
啊, 我們有失去了我們很多的平安, 我們屢屢失去, 我們很多的痛苦, 我們白白受,
we forfeit peace, and there's needless pain that we bear.
啊, 讓我們一起來唱這首詩歌, 耶穌恩有。
Let us all sing together this song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
啊, 這首歌, 啊, 讓我們用一個, 啊, 一個祈禱的心來唱這首歌。
Let us sing this song in a prayerful attitude.
我們一同起立。
Let us all rise.
Let us
all remain standing for the benediction.